Good morning. It's Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And if you've just tuned in to KX93.5, this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. For more information, you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com or you can call 949-415-6718 and talk to Lori there if you'd like more information about meditation, stress relief, and coaching. I hope you slept well. If you're just waking up and you're going to stretch out in bed and do some meditation with me this morning, or maybe you're already in your car on your way somewhere, just make sure that you don't close your eyes if you're behind the wheel of your car. This morning, I want to talk about the inner roommate. The inner roommate is the title of a chapter in a book by Michael Singer called The Untethered Soul. And it's a great book on meditation. I really love it. Michael Singer talks about our inner roommate as these voices that follow us wherever we go. And that if we imagined that every inner voice that we had as we think about what we're doing this afternoon or what happened yesterday or making plans, worrying about things, whatever it is, whatever the internal dialogue is that's going on in our minds, that we imagine that they were embodied, that they were actual people. And each inner voice, each inner dialogue became like a roommate that was tied to us that we couldn't get rid of. And so if we wanted to go watch a movie, maybe the house is quiet, nobody's home, and we finally settle down and get to watch a movie we've wanted to watch for a long time, we sit down on the couch and all of a sudden, this voice starts talking. What about what you have to do? What about all that filing? What about doing your emails? This kind of inner roommate that you can't get to shut up. Then there's the inner roommate that while someone's talking to you and you're trying to listen, your inner roommate is inside your head whispering to you, listen to this guy. Does he know what he's talking about? I can't wait until I have something to say. So we have this constant internal dialogue. Some people like to say that it's like having a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other that are constantly giving them advice. So in this book, The Untethered Soul, Michael Singer talks about treating this inner roommate as if it's an individual, a person, and that when we sit down to meditate and it starts to talk, we acknowledge it, we very gently ask it to be quiet, to wait, and we come back to the focus of our meditation, our breath, the experience of our body sitting on a couch, or laying in bed, or sitting in our car, or sitting on the beach, whatever it is that we like to do when we meditate. Now, this next chapter in his book, chapter 3, is called Who Am I? And it follows the inner roommate. And the idea is that if we always are listening to the inner roommate as if it's the most important point of view we have, we begin to identify with it and imagine that that's who we are, that we are a sum of all of our thoughts, all of our attitudes, all of our beliefs, all of our actions from the past and yet to happen in the future. And as we meditate and we start to ask those roommates, that inner dialogue, to settle down, to be quiet, and to allow us to be at peace with the present moment, what starts to happen is we begin to examine who we really are. Who would we be without all those voices, without all those identities? And allowing this moment to be enough and ourselves to be enough in this moment where things are simple, where the breath is flowing, where we're not going anywhere or doing anything, becomes a very profound experience because we get to see ourselves untethered from all these identities. So that's the first couple chapters of The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer on the inner roommate and who am I. So today's meditation, we're going to focus on being in the present moment, being in our bodies, being with our breath, and I'll guide you through all of that. And as we notice those voices popping up in our heads, we will remember to relate to them as an inner roommate. Oh, there's my inner critic, there's my inner judge, there's my inner worrier. Gently acknowledging that they're there, but they're not us, that I am here in this moment, allowing this moment and myself to be enough. As we begin, find a comfortable position. Allow your back to be supported unless you like sitting up straight without anything behind you. You can either sit with your legs crossed or your feet planted firmly on the floor, your hands resting in your lap or on your thighs. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. We're going to do this two more times. Inhaling deeply, blowing as slowly as you can. We start to shift the autonomic nervous system. It responds to this slow exhale by allowing your internal sensations to slow down. And you start to feel the weight of the body, the sensation of things touching your legs or your back, the sensation of the air against your skin. Allowing the breath now to flow just through the nose. Inhaling, notice the temperature of the air. Exhaling, how the temperature changes and is warmed by the body. Notice the rise and fall of the chest, the belly, as you breathe. And imagine that you can move the breath and awareness all the way down into the bottoms of your feet, your toes, the tops of your feet, and into your ankles, really feeling the sensation of your feet. And then allow that awareness and that breath to move into your shins and your calves, up into the knees, into the thighs, the long bones and heavy muscles, releasing your legs, allowing them to support you. Breathe into the hips, the low back, the low belly, and give yourself permission to soften from the inside out. Holding on, no more gripping. Soften the ribs, the sides of the body, the middle back. Feel the chest expand and contract all the way under the arms. And imagine the shoulder blades can slide down the back and tuck in like wings while the heart lifts and spreads. The collarbones widen. The shoulders drop into the elbows and the elbows slide down to the wrists and the fingertips, feeling the weight of the arms and the sensation in the palms of your hands. Lower your chin slightly and let your jaw drop. Your teeth are parted. The back of your neck is long, relaxed, and the crown of the head is open to the sky. You can feel your scalp softening, ears, the skin on your face, fully present and alive in this moment. And when the mind is completely engaged with all these directions and instruction, it feels good just to rest moment by moment with pointed awareness. And as we continue to sit and just listen to the music, the inner roommates are going to start lining up to be heard. Not to worry. You just give them a nod internally. Ah, there's that inner voice. There goes that inner critic or that inner worrier. And then come back and scan the body, head to toe, remembering yourself, remembering that you are here in this moment, and this moment is enough. The heart softens and the mind softens, and you allow yourself to be truly present. Where the mind is gone. Which roommate are you hanging out with? Which voices are you in dialogue with? And gently reconnect with the inhale and the exhale and the sensation of your back, your belly, your hands and your feet. A little reminder, this is me. I'm here. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, this is Om at Home, meditation for ordinary people on Laguna's only FM station, 93.5. Follow the breath. Follow the sensations in the body. Allowing yourself to be present and disengaged from the voices, the inner roommates. To set yourself free. Notice where the mind is gone. That's all it takes, just noticing, to remember I'm here, and sometimes I disappear and follow the voices in my head. But what's really happening here in this moment, there's no stress, there's no pressure, no expectations. Just you and your breath and your body. Noticing the temperature of the air, where fabric is touching skin. Learning to allow this moment to just be fine, be enough, moment by moment. breath by breath. If you're just tuning in, this is Om at Home on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. We're following the breath, staying connected to the sensations in the body, and the difference between what it feels like to be in the moment and what it feels like to leave the moment and engage in the inner dialogue. Voices in your head. One is more fraught with stress, worry, fear, anticipation, and the other is simple, just being here in the moment, right now. begin to deepen your breath. Imagine you can move the breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw the breath up the back until it reaches the roof of the mouth. And exhale down the front of the spine. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front, making a circle on your spine. This is where your nervous system is. A few more breaths up the back, down the front, allowing yourself to come back into your awareness, to wrap up your practice for the morning, to offer yourself some gratitude for taking the time to simplify things, to let go of having to do anything, even be in conversation with a bunch of inner voices. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And it's brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. And that's in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information. Or go to www.omlagunabeach.com, omlagunabeach.com. And this is Lori wishing you